Maintenance of licenses. Sponsoring brokers are required to notify IDFPR in writing of the names and license numbers of all designated managing brokers employed by the sponsoring broker and the office or branch offices for which each designated managing broker is responsible. The designated managing broker must have a current active managing broker's license. Supervision. The designated managing broker supervises all brokers and also unlicensed assistants working in those offices managed by the designated managing broker. These supervisory duties include the following: implementation of office policies and procedures established by the sponsoring broker, training of licensees or unlicensed assistants, assisting licensees as necessary in real estate transactions, supervising escrow accounts over which the sponsoring broker has delegated responsibility to the designated managing broker in order to ensure compliance with the escrow account provisions of the Act, supervising all advertising of any service for which a license is required, familiarizing sponsored licensees with the requirements of federal and state laws relating to the practice of real estate, compliance with the rules for licensees and offices under his supervision sponsoring brokers. By Section 1450.100 definition, the sponsoring broker is the entity holding the company real estate license, whether the entity is an individual who operates as a sole proprietorship, partnership, limited liability company, corporation, or registered limited liability partnership. A sponsoring broker may be self-sponsored. There may be only one sponsoring broker for any one real estate company. A sponsoring broker may authorize a designated managing broker to issue a license in the name of the sponsoring broker. Likewise, the sponsoring broker may assign escrow account bookkeeping duties to a qualified company employee or independent contractor, and may delegate authorized individuals to sign on behalf of the sponsoring broker. The sponsoring broker may authorize company personnel to sign contracts entered into by the sponsoring broker, according to the sponsoring broker's company policy. Even though the sponsoring broker may delegate authority, ultimately, the sponsoring broker is responsible for all activities. The sponsoring broker is responsible for supervising all designated managing brokers, shall name a designated managing broker for each office, and notify the department of all designated managing brokers and the offices they manage. 225 ILCS 454 Section 5-45b. The sponsoring broker is ultimately responsible for the actions of all sponsored licensees, including those of designated managing brokers, as well as proper maintenance of escrow funds. Advertising. Effective August 9, 2019. All designated managing broker licensees who are named as designated managing brokers with the division must indicate this status on all advertising that includes their name. Those who hold the managing broker license but are not named as designated managing broker with the division are not required to include their managing broker status. All licensees who have a managing broker's license may indicate that they are managing brokers on all advertisements. Planning. Planning is the most fundamental management activity. Almost every business decision is guided by a business plan. Planning takes time and money, however, the resources devoted to planning are relatively small in comparison to the benefits of a sound plan that is followed and reviewed often. It is useful for building credibility with others outside your company. For the plan to be effective, it must be flexible and measurable, but, most important, it must be achievable. The development of the business plan begins with creating a mission statement. Everything else in the business plan supports the mission statement. The mission statement identifies specific objectives or goals for accomplishing the mission. These are the end results to be achieved. Goals have several characteristics. They must be specific or identifiable, be measurable, be attainable, and have beginning and ending dates. Each of the goals is supported by strategies that prescribe the methodology used in accomplishing that specific goal. Strategies include things needing to be done to overcome any obstacles or enhancement of resources, Preparing a policy and procedures manual. A policy and procedures manual should be written and should serve as a risk management tool for the company. Policies and procedures are extremely beneficial for the following reasons. Establishing a clear understanding of the relationship between broker and sponsored licensees, as well as administrative functions versus staff functions. Working to resolve conflicts before they come up. Building confidence that everyone knows what the rules are and how the company is supposed to operate. Giving guidance for many of the situations licensees face on a day-to-day basis. Keep in mind that the policy and procedures manual is not a sales training manual. Safety concerns. Appointments and showings. Many real estate firms have responded to the violence by incorporating safety procedures into their procedure manual as a way to help keep their agents safe. Licensees can help minimize risks by implementing the following suggestions. Ask the customer for work, home, and cell phone numbers and a physical address. Verify the information by calling the customer at one or more of the numbers. Give someone in your office an itinerary of properties you plan to show and then check back in often by cell phone. Do not meet unknown customers at a property. Require that they meet you at your office. Make sure someone writes down their license plate number and the type of car they are driving. Never get into a car with someone you don't know. Use your vehicle for showings or ask your customer to follow you in another car. Program your cell phone to dial 911 at the touch of a button. Never work at a public open house by yourself. Do not show vacant properties by yourself unless you know your customers, and never show properties after dark. Keep pepper spray or mace handy. Always follow the customers into the property and let them enter while you stay by the door. Pay attention to exits. Ask someone else to accompany you to show or list property if you feel uncomfortable about the people with whom you are working. Don't assume that women are safer customers than men. Women are just as capable of armed robbery and sometimes work with a partner who waits at the house for the two of you to arrive.